Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, is joining us again. And I wanted to take a different approach because we've talked about bankruptcies. First of all, letting you know that it's not a bad B word, but it's also a way to reset your life. But what if you have to file bankruptcy again, or if you're considering filing bankruptcy again, is it possible? And I think from what Peter has taught us is that the short answer is yes, but I think there are some parameters around that. So he's going to come today and help me with my curious mind, because I always wonder, you know, we don't just make one mistake or one goof up or we'll have one setback in life. That's just not the real world. So today we're going to talk with our friend, Attorney Daigle, and find out what this looks like if you can and if you are able to file again. Welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Great, Catherine. Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Always. So I like to know about the people, because I'm one of those people that would goof up more than one time. So that question came to mind. So if I have to file again, can I? And what are some things to think about?
Well, first of all, you can file again, okay? So what happened was, just to give you some sense of the law here, in 2006, they amended the bankruptcy laws so that you couldn't file on the heels of another one, because the credit card companies were essentially getting discharged, you know, on a constant basis. And so what they did was they changed the waiting times, okay? So let me give you what the waiting times are. If you file for Chapter 7, which means that you completely have wiped out your debt, okay, you have to wait another 8 years before you can file another Chapter 7, okay? If you file a Chapter 7, you have to wait 4 years before you could file a Chapter 13, okay, to wipe out your debts again. If you file your Chapter 13 case inside the 4 years, you can still file it, but you have to pay back all of your debt. Okay, so let's assume for a second that you file for Chapter 7, you wiped out all your debt, and then, you know, 3 years later, you've accumulated $10,000 more of debt that you couldn't discharge, that you couldn't pay. Then you could still file for bankruptcy, but you'd have to pay it back. You'd have to pay it all back. The difference is you pay it back with no interest, no penalties, and you could pay it off over a period of 5 years. So a debt of $10,000, for instance, would be a $200 a month payment for 5 years. Okay? So you have to wait at least the 4 years to do it. Otherwise, you have to wait 8 years for another Chapter 7. And the creditors know this too, basically, because this is, you know, that's one of the reasons why they've changed the laws, so that, you know, they know that they can hound you, so to speak, until you pay, because you're not going to be able to run back into bankruptcy again. So that's kind of the base. So now let's look at our options. Okay?
Okay.
So let's assume for a second that you can't pay creditors when due. And you're not eligible for bankruptcy. You could certainly seek relief in a debt consolidation program. Okay, where you could have a debt consolidator. You can make payments of that. You could enter into a debt settlement program where you offer to settle your debts for less than the full amount. So, again, let's use that same $10,000. You could go to the creditors and say, I can't pay you. And if you're assuming you've been delinquent for a while so they believe you, you can say, I can give you, you know, $3,000, $4,000, or whatever. Obviously, that assumes that you're able to come up with the money. If you can't come up with the money, then the debt settlement is not going to work. But that's another way to settle your debt. And another option you could do is just avoid them, just plain avoid them and wait out the statutory period, whether it be the 4 years or the 8 years. So you can just, you know, change your phone number, you know, just ignore the creditors until such time. And then as it gets close, I would suggest hiring a bankruptcy attorney, and then they can keep them off your back for a while. But I wouldn't go to the bankruptcy attorney for at least a year before you're able to file. Okay.
And the reason I had this question, Peter, is because, like I said in the beginning of the interview, is that I don't know that we all just do one, you know, mess up or one setback. Things can and do happen. So I didn't want people to feel like, okay, I used it one time, I can't, I'm stuck. And it's a waiting process, it seems. And just understanding, you know, how to maneuver it. But again, you all, we're not saying to, you know, get yourself into a jam. Don't do it intentionally so that you can work around it. That's not what we're suggesting here. People every day living their life, something happens, whether it's medical or they lose a job or something happens. Something happens that really sets you back. These are the people that we're talking to, the people that would like to use this to abuse it. We're not talking to you. We're talking to people that want to reset their lives. They really want to do the right thing. They really want to live their best life. And we know that living your best life isn't looking over your shoulder, isn't worrying about can you provide for your family. Your best life is being able to take care of your family, take care of yourself, and be an asset to the community around you. But sometimes things happen. So how do you get back on track? And so if you've been through bankruptcy before, you've been through the I feel bad about it, I didn't pay my creditors, the guilt, the shame, that kind of thing. So you've been through the process. You realize it doesn't hurt you like that. It helps you to reset. But darn it, I'm here again. And while you're kicking the can and you're upset about I'm here again, you know that the opportunity is here for you again. With given stipulations, waiting periods, you can reset again. You can begin again. You can start over. You can get another chance to try this one more time. Life, you know, I tell my mom all the time, if I, you know, could have figured out being a kid thing, I would have stayed a kid and stayed at her house for the rest of my life. Because being an adult sometimes is tough, you know. And here's one of the things that helps you to, you know, maneuver this adulting, we like to say, you know, being an adult. And I'm happy to know that there's another opportunity. Now I'm going to push it just a little bit more, Peter. I want to know.
Sure.
Now,
please,
if I fouled once and I fouled twice, can I do three times? Is there a limit is really
what
I'm asking.
You can do all you want, as long as you keep waiting the 8 years or the 4 years.
Okay. Okay.
So you, all, there's no option to the number of times.
Okay. Now, is there something that you would like to add that I didn't know enough to ask about this topic for the audience?
Well, I mean, there's no different requirement the second time or the third time or the fourth time that you file. In other words, you're not required to take any more counseling. You know, there's nothing that they make you do that would be different. It's just a matter of you have to wait the time. So nothing changes with the process. You just have to watch the clock in order to file, okay? And so, you know, one question that might come up, though, is that, you know, what were the circumstances that caused you to file a second time? But it's not the answer to that question, no matter what it is not something that would deny it to you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, we know one size does not fit all. These are very general questions just to give people an idea of what bankruptcy is about and to help them feel more comfortable with this method of legally resetting their lives. That being said, I want to know how people get in touch with you outside of this needs to be said, because their situation may be just slightly different from what I've questioned about
Absolutely.
Today.
Thank you for asking. So if you want to reach me by phone, it's Peter Daigle. My direct line is 774-470-4446. You can go to Daigle Law Office on the web, and you can contact me by email through the web, and also you can request a copy of my free book, which is also on the website.
And it's a great book. I have to endorse that because I have a copy, and it's helped me to ask some fantastic questions and to better understand what the process is about. Because when we started this, Peter, it was scary even for me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm ashamed for somebody who would have to ask these questions. So I love being the mouthpiece for other people. But the more we do these interviews, the more comfortable I am. And I'm not an attorney, but I do interview one. I feel more comfortable with having you in front of the audience each time because it's letting them know the education, educating yourself about the process is the best thing to do, and you've put together a fantastic book that you're making available to anyone who orders it. So I had to add that. So definitely get a copy of the book. Get in touch with him. Ask the questions that you have. If you have specific questions, please ask them, because I can't ask it better than you can. You know your situation better than I do, and he can help to unpack it for you. And what I also like is that, you know, he'll let you know what's the best route. He's not here to take advantage. He's here to help. Thank you so much, Peter.
Okay,
until next time.
Bye-bye.